I'm going to start out this broadcast by reading Psalm 60, O God. Thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O, turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save for thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hast cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he is that shall tread down our enemies. That's reading Psalm 60, and it seems to be a prayer. When Israel was in trouble, and it seemed as if the whole world, the whole earth, was in effect of it. Actually, the whole known world was in this psalm passage. But the application can be applied today with each thing that we have here, each trial or tribulation that comes in this world. God has the answer. He holds the key to each and everything that affects us. Yes, he does. He may not be the cause to these things, but he has the cure. He is the cure. Yes, sir, I'm glad that the Lord can. Yes, he can. Who can prepare a table in the wilderness? God can do that. Yes, he can. Our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask or think. Boy, how precious it is to know that we have a Savior. Yes. That we're not cast, we might be cast down, but we're not cast out. Oh, I'm not a castaway. I belong to someone. I belong somewhere. And I'm so glad that I'm one of his today. Yes, sir, I am. I'm not bragging on how good I am. No, sir. I'm bragging on how good Jesus is. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That's right. I'm glad God is good. Amen. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Boy, that's why I should not worry, but trust in the living God. I'm so glad that that's the reason that I'm not to fret myself overly, extend my strengths to come to the place and weary myself to the place that I just won't have faith in God. Because we always have that truth. We always have that right before us. Yes, sir. We always have the promise of the Word of God that He'll help you in a time of need. Isn't that precious? We love y'all. I hope that you know the Lord loves you. And He loved you enough to die on the old rugged cross that He could purchase and pay your debt. Your sin debt before God. And what do you owe God a sin debt today? Boy, I'm a debtor to the cross. I'm a debtor to Christ. Yes, sir. I'm a debtor. I owe a debt of love. I owe a debt, my friend, of duty, you know, to the Lord. Yes. God bless you. Have a good day. Thank you, Father, for helping us with this good thought. And know that we have one to call on who will comfort us, who said He was a comforter, who will encourage us. Lord, He said He was an encourager. We love You and praise You, and He's here with us now. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. Good day, and God bless you.